today the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm going to ask if somebody would pray for me and for our time in God's Word. Somebody pray? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shana.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for gathering us together here to worship you this morning. And I pray that you can use this time to open our heart and let us hear your words in a special way. And I also pray for Mike that you will speak through him and let him convey the message that in the words that you spoke. So I pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you.
Can you say verse 1?
Matthew 5, yes, starting with verse 1. So, seeing the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. And his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Blessed, 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 blessed. That's what he's saying, isn't it? These are the people God likes. They're the blessed people. And Jesus is telling you what kind of people they are that God likes. He's been teaching about the kingdom of heaven. So go backwards, back into chapter 4. And look at verse 17, and it says, "From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And then go on to 23, and verses 23 through 25 are a summary of kind of what's been going on in Jesus' ministry. And it says, "He went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease." And so he's teaching about the kingdom of God, is what Jesus is teaching about. And here he's talking about God's kingdom people and what they're like. And primarily he's really talking about their attitudes when you look at the things he's saying. These are the attitudes of the kingdom of God. Now, when you read what Jesus is saying, you should see in here a heart. This is a certain kind of heart that he's talking about. And the kingdom of God has to touch your heart. If it never does, you're really not part of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is a heart thing more than an intellectual thing. You know, here at UT, They focus on the intellect. But the intellect doesn't get you into heaven. God's not interested. I'm not saying God doesn't care what you think. He does. But he cares a whole lot more what your heart is like than he does on how smart you are. And so when you read these attitudes in the Sermon on the Mount, you are seeing what God values in a man or in a woman. That's what you see. And the things that you're seeing, the values of God, the values of the kingdom, are backwards from the values of earth. American culture will not say this stuff. This isn't what American culture values. And it isn't what Chinese culture values. And it isn't Indonesian and Korean and wherever you're from. It's not, these aren't the values from where you're from. See, we value money. We want the money of Bill Gates. We think you're blessed if you have all of that money. That's how we think, and that's how we, sometimes we even talk that way. Oh, God really blessed me with, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with saying God blessed you by giving you some income. He did, actually. It's just that there's a greater blessing even than that. Well, or the power of Xi Jinping, we think that's what we value. The beauty of Keira Knightley. The confidence of LeBron James. We value these things. When we look at a man or a woman, we want to see a strong, self-confident, independent, I can do it kind of guy. That's American culture. But that's not exactly what God's looking for. See, God doesn't really care how strong you are, and he doesn't really care how rich you are, and he doesn't really care how powerful you are. He's looking for something else. He cares how humble you are. What we think of money and God thinks of humility. He wants to know how pure is your heart. Because the pure in heart will see God. He wants to know, do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Or not? Have you ever watched those some of those reality shows? You know, the investors ask you questions because they want to invest in whatever your idea is, those kind of shows. Or the girl asks the guys, the bachelors, questions to determine, okay, which bachelor am I interested in? You know, those kind of shows. You are never, ever, ever going to hear any of those people ask, do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? You're not, are you? Are you poor in spirit? Because those values are not the values of earth. But what if God were the one asking the questions on the reality show? You see, God would be asking, are you meek? Do you show mercy? Do you mourn over your sin? Or does your sin not bother you? Is your heart pure and focused on Christ? See, if God's asking the questions, those are the kind of questions God's asking. Because God wants a certain kind of heart. He wants this heart that Jesus is talking about in these Beatitudes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but me, I look at what Jesus is saying here. All these attitudes and Mike, can you do this? And if I'm honest with myself, I have to say, I really can't. I can't do what Jesus is saying here. I can't just, okay, heart, be poor in spirit. It doesn't really work that way. This is a kingdom heart. That's what this is. And Mike Demchak can't do it. And I'm going to be willing to guess, neither can you, if you're honest. Shinran can't do it. Jesus, but here's the deal. Jesus is not saying, get this heart and you'll enter the kingdom of heaven. That's not how it works. It works the other way around. See, the kingdom of God comes by grace. It's not something you do to get in. You don't do stuff to get into the kingdom of God. You don't earn your way to heaven. The kingdom of God comes by grace, and it comes in Christ. And when we are in Christ, we're part of the kingdom. And when we are in Christ, Christ begins to work in us. And he begins to change our heart. And you know what kind of heart he begins to change us into? This one. This is the kind of thing that Christ wants from his people. And he's going to work it in your life. Apart from Christ, we can't be this way. It's actually unnatural for earth to have this kind of heart. Because this isn't an earth heart. This is a kingdom of God heart. Now, I want to talk about, actually we're just going to talk probably about the first of those, blessed are the poor in spirit. Because we don't have time to talk about all of them. And because that one is so interconnected with the others. If you are poor in spirit, you are very likely going to mourn over your sin. And if you are poor in spirit, you're much more likely to be meek and gentle than if you're not poor in spirit. And if you're poor in spirit, you do hunger and thirst for righteousness because you see that on your own, you don't have any. And if you're poor in spirit, you're more likely to show mercy to others because you see how much mercy you need. And so we're just going to talk about that one today, the first of the attitudes that Jesus mentions here. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus told a parable. Here's the parable he told. He said, two men went to the temple to pray. One man was a Pharisee. The other was a tax collector. The Pharisee went to pray and he said, I thank you, Lord, that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week, and I give a tithe of all of my income. But the tax collector would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest and said, O Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it is the tax collector and not the Pharisee who went away justified in the eyes of God. Okay, that tax collector, that's what poor in spirit looks like. That's spiritual poverty. Just think of it that way. If you are poor in spirit, you understand that spiritually, on your own, apart from Christ, you're bankrupt. What do you bring to God? You have nothing to bring to God, and you know it. And because you know it, you cry out to God for his help. There's something inside us that doesn't want that. Isn't that true in you? I mean, isn't there a sense in which you want to bring to God something? You want to offer him something? You want to show God how good you are, or show other people how good you are? And I mean, there's that natural look at me inside us. It's part of being a human. We want to be okay. And so, you know, so how's your time with God going? Oh, it's good, it's good. Yeah. Really good, man. I was talking with somebody recently. He was not a Christian. This person was actually a Muslim. We were talking religion, Christianity, Islam, that kind of thing. And he was talking about his religion, Islam, being good. We're good people. We're honest. We do good things. God will see what we do. That's not poor in spirit. That's coming to God with your own works, with your own what you've got. I can do my prayers and get to God. I can do my whatever and get. And we Christians, we have the same kinds of things sometimes. We think that way. We just different things that we do sometimes. But that's the idea. Our works, our honesty, we're decent people. When you start talking that way, you start talking about your works or your deeds or your goodness, that's not poor in spirit. That's the Pharisee. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men. See, you're comparing yourself to other men when we start talking that way. I thank you I'm not like other men. Extortioners and unjust and adulterers, or even like that tax collector there. And we do the same kind of thing. We just put different names on it. See, people who are poor in spirit know they need grace. You know it. They need God. And you're poor in spirit, you know it. You see, in many ways, being poor in spirit is nothing more than seeing reality. That's all it is. People who are not poor in spirit think they're okay, and they're good enough for God. There was a Chinese writer, his name was Ni Taosheng, wrote in the 20th century, and I've shared this before. He wrote that, it's really, what he said is right on and extremely radical, but the gospel is radical. Here's what he said. He said, hell is for good people. Heaven is for sinners. And you know what? He's right. Hell is for that Pharisee who is not an extortioner or unjust or an adulterer, but thinks himself okay. Heaven is for the tax collector who understands his spiritual bankruptcy and just comes to God and cries out for mercy. That is the shocking reversal of the kingdom of God. That's how it works. And it's shocking in many ways. And so, in one sense, don't you think it's time? I don't know where you guys are. You're probably spiritually in different places. But it's time to admit that we, on our own, are, as Jesus said to the church in Laodicea, Revelation 3, that we are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. And to stop pretending to be good. And be honest about our sin. Isaiah says, your sin separates you from your God. That's what Isaiah said. Your sin, it ruins our life. It's made a mess out of our ability to know God. It makes us dirty before God apart from Christ. Christ cleanses us, yes. Praise the Lord that he does. But apart from Christ, we need him. It's done all of this. And you know what? You can't do anything about it. You can't cleanse yourself. You can't change yourself. Don't you think it's time to just come to Christ and say, I'm a sinner. I've messed up my life. I need you. I can't make it right myself. And to just come to him and tell him that from the heart. Jesus, I need you. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Make me whole. Because I can't make myself whole. That's what spiritual poverty is. That's poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to stop here. What I want to do is just take a minute, and I want you to just ask God to open up your heart to your sin. Yes, because we all have sins that we don't see. And ask God to show you what he can show you what he wants. I mean, here's in my world, there are probably 1,000 sins, and I can't handle God showing me 1,000 sins. He needs to work on one right now. And it's probably the same in your world. Just ask him to show you whatever he wants to show you in terms of your own sin. And then we'll pray in just a minute. So I'm just going to give you a minute to kind of think quietly on your own. We'll pray in just a minute. Lord, I thank you that we do not have to perform and be something great for you before you will accept us. That would you accept sinners? Bless you. Because I know that's me. Thank you that you accept sinners. Hallelujah. I want to ask by your grace that you open our hearts to your Spirit and to see our own poverty before you, our weakness, our sin, that we may come to you in confidence for cleansing and cry out to you. Because who else do we have to go to? Praise your name, O God. Praise your name. You're so good. Glory to you. And thank you that you've opened the kingdom of heaven to sinners like us. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We're done. If you would like to pray with somebody, I'll be glad to, if you want to just come and pray, I'll be glad to do that. Or Andy, maybe if you want to do that, just come see one of us if there's something you'd like to pray for. Mm-hmm. And we've got lunch in, I don't know,
lunch is ready.
10 minutes or so.
Oh.